His choice to die for us because He loved us. And let's really remember that as we come and worship Him, that He's so good and so great and His love is so vast. And we should really just bless Him and worship Him for all that He's done. The fact that it's not to do with anything that we've done, regardless of how sinful we are or how much we forget God through our daily lives, but it's just about how God continually just chooses to love us. And His arms are always open to receive us, to love us. Yeah, God, we just thank You. You are the living God. We thank You that You are here with us, amongst us, that Your presence is always with us, and we pray that. God, would You just really bring Your presence here today, that we can just encounter You this morning. We don't want to sing songs just in vain. We don't want to sing songs just because the lyrics are on the screen and we're just going to play some songs and some music. God, we want to really worship You with our hearts. We want to give You everything that we have. And it starts here, God. It starts with us really lifting our voices, using our bodies to sing worship to You. And may that then just transcend into our lives. May that reflect our lives. That we can just worship You in our everyday, God. And just choose to recommit ourselves to You. response. We just want to live our lives as a living sacrifice for you, God. You called us to love you with our hearts, our souls, our mind, Father God. And Lord, it says that from our hearts it springs our lives, God, and our thoughts, and everything comes from our hearts. But we really just want to proclaim our hearts are saved. Thank you, give you praise in your precious name. The bird's just spoken about. Something in our hearts, or things with our brothers and sisters, our husbands, wives, relationships. Sing a song, Jesus Be the Center. It's quite new, but I encourage you, if you don't know, just to read the words. Really try to soak in what it's really saying in this song.
Jesus, the center of it all. Thank you.
Christ cleansed us to the sins. Do we know that, Jesus? The same Jesus that has eyes that burn with fire and whose words are like a sword that pierces. God, I pray that we can just learn to know you, to be in awe and in wonder of who you are. And may that just radically change our lives. God, you can do it.
Sing hallelujah. Just a personal reflection, I invite you to afterwards join us downstairs.